Hello, Kermit the Frog here. Welcome to Ridiculous Ramblings. Here's Amy to start the show.
Yay! Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It is Friday, May the 16th. Oh, what a week this has been. And for me, it's not quite over yet because I have to work tomorrow. But that's okay. It's hopefully supposed to be a beautiful day. It's not so beautiful right now. We are getting another thunderstorm. Weird enough, we had a pretty big storm yesterday, Thursday, and it brought in a sand, like, haze into the Midwest, which is a first experience for me as an adult. I don't know, maybe we've had one before and I just don't remember it. You never know. It's the Midwest. It would not surprise me if I wake up tomorrow to a foot of snow. Knock on wood, please. I was just kidding. We don't want any snow. So I was thinking today, I was like, this is episode 58. We've almost hit 60 episodes and we are at 6 months of making Ridiculous Ramblings. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much to everyone that has shown their support by listening, streaming, which I guess would be the same thing, downloading, sharing. And I was thinking, I always say, if you would like to suggest a topic for discussion, leave a comment, or just a hey girl, hey, I have my email address, which I always give out at the end of the show, which is ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Or you can reach out through the show's Facebook page. You can reach out through TikTok. You can reach out through Instagram. But another cool thing, I'm working on getting a number where you can do international texting and calling. But for right now, I just have a centralized kind of U.S. phone number that you can use. So if you want to text me, if you want to call, something that's on your mind, something like a topic for discussion, comment, or a hey girl, hey, you can do that at 574-213-2099. You can also use that same phone number on Sundays at 2 p.m. to listen and, well, not listen. You can't listen on, well, I guess you can listen on your phone, but not by dialing a phone number. You can listen to Ridiculous Radio, which is going to be on its second episode coming up this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can listen to that over on Online Radio Box. You can either listen online or you can download the app on your phone. Thank you to Online Radio Box for picking up and hosting WRIR Rabbit in Red Radio, which hosts Ridiculous Ramblings and now Ridiculous Radio. So if you want to use that phone number to text in or call in about the podcast, or text like a song request or a shout out or just something on Ridiculous Radio. Or if you want to call in and request a song, that's the number, 574-213-2099. And again, you can always use the email address, which is ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. I said all that to say this. It's amazing, the progression of the podcast since then. My very first episode was very sporadic. I just decided to do it one Sunday afternoon. It was me using my son's desktop computer because I did not have a laptop, and my microphone that I had originally bought for singing, which it's a multi-use tool now. But I went back and I listened to the first episode and I listened to the episodes now. Now I have an intro and an outro track that I play. I have Kermit the Frog, which is so fantastic. And thank you to Michael J., the producer, for making that for me. Truly appreciated, sir. Truly appreciated. But I wanted to give you guys a little blast from the past and play my very first episode, which was back in November. Actually, November 12th, 2024. So here it is, the very first episode of Ridiculous Ramblings.
Hello, 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 and welcome to my first attempt at making a podcast. My name is Amy, and this is Ridiculous Ramblings. Ridiculous. Let's talk about that for a second. Ridiculous as in, whoa, that's crazy, that's insane. But I do spell it a little bit differently. It's a little bit of a play on my last name. We'll get to that, though. Anyways, a little introduction to myself. I am a Midwest mama with the three kids. Great state of Indiana. Go Hoosiers, rah, rah, old Notre Dame, all that jazz. You know, there is more than corn in Indiana. It's mainly football, but, you know, there is more than just corn. Or as I like to refer to it as, sports ball to my boyfriend. Love you, babe. Hey. Anywho, my ridiculous thought that I rambled on this weekend. My boyfriend and I had to make a trip to Costco recently. You know, because that's the only kind of clubbing you do when you get close to the age of 40 or, you know, whatever. So we needed to go make a pit stop to the bathroom. Guys, when you're out using the bathroom in public, it's pretty straightforward, right? You go in, you do your business, you get out. Hopefully you wash your hands. Hopefully. Ladies, this is where we come in. We go in. Is there an empty stall? We find one, we go in. And this is where I told my boyfriend, I said, you know, it almost becomes like an inspection at this point. We can't just go in, sit down, and go to the bathroom. I mean, if you can, that's great. Good job on that store for making sure that your bathrooms are clean for your female patrons. Anyways, back to this inspection. You know, is the seat on straight? Is it, you know, loosey-goosey? Is there anything on the seat? Is the toilet itself stable, or is it wibbly-wobbly? Is there toilet paper? Does the door shut? What's on the floor? Oh God, why are my shoes sticking to the floor? And if any of those scenarios happen to be, you know, ticked off on those little boxes, one of two things are going to happen, right? We're either going to find another stall and start the inspection all over again, or we're going to go to the hover method. And guys, if you don't know what the hover method is, ask a friend. Or ask me. I'm here. I'll answer any questions that you have. I'm not easily embarrassed, and I'm pretty much an open book. Speaking of, if you do have any questions or you want to leave any comments or, you know, recommend anything that should be discussed inside of this podcast, we're going to call it, or, you know, whatever, because, you know, I'm new to this. I'm just a dork who found a nice microphone on Amazon, so we're going to roll with it. I do have an email address. This is where, you know, that ridiculous thing comes in. So it's a little untraditional of the spelling. That is going to be RIDDICKULOUS ramblings@gmail.com. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you guys. Wherever you're listening to in the world, I hope you're having a great day, great evening. Take care. And ta-ta for now.
3 minutes and 38 seconds. That's the length of my very first episode. And let me tell you, that 3 minutes and 38 seconds that I recorded probably took me 2 hours to record because I would get too nervous and I would start stumbling over my words, or I would say something wrong or just kind of lose track and there would just be a bunch of dead silence. So 3 minutes and 38 seconds felt like an eternity compared to now. I know some of my episodes aren't very long, but I think there is some beauty into the shortness of the episodes. They're quirky. They're easy to listen to. Usually most people will say, you know what? I listen to it on my way to work, or in between stops at a grocery store or something to that effect. And it's like, okay, so apparently this does work. Longer episodes, I do appreciate those. I do like those. It's just, it's hard to go long periods of time when you're a solo podcaster. I guess maybe I should take that back. It's different for everyone. But for me, I will have, which I haven't even been really typing up any show notes before. I would always have like a full script that I would read off of. Now I'm just out here winging it. But before, when I would do the show notes, I guess I still do some notes. I'll do like bulletin notes, like, hey, say this, say that. or I'll look up something if we're going to be talking about when we talked about fingernails. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. That's where I get my notes from. So I would type all of that out. I just forgot where I was going with this. So I would have literally 6 to 10 pages full of notes. And the whole episode would barely hit like 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm like, am I speed reading this? Is that what the issue is? Is that what the problem is? Then my episodes where I would talk about music would always tend to be a little bit longer because I would play little short clips. So the YouTubes and the Spotify's would not be like, can't play this. It's copyrighted music. Certain amount of seconds, you sneak right in there. But then there are sometimes it doesn't matter if you play 10 seconds or 2 seconds. They're like, denied. That's what happened to episode 57. So if you could not find it anywhere, that's why. The YouTube gods and the Spotify gods said, Amy, hell no, girl. We'll figure out a way to get something figured out where I can use third-party music and we won't get shut. Well, I didn't get shut down, but the episode just can't be broadcasted. Anywho, back to the topic at hand. It's amazing, really, how far everything has progressed. Me as a person, as a podcast, it's only been 6 months, but so much has changed in that 6 month span of time. And I feel like I've grown as far as making content, as far as figuring out what I really can and can't do. I started out using BandLab, which I still do use BandLab, just not for some of my episodes because you can only go a certain amount of time on BandLab. So I switched to Audacity. Not endorsing the show. BandLab also not endorsing the show. Felt like I should mention that. Maybe I should do another ASMR video or ASMR podcast. Would you like that, loves? See, it's called Ridiculous Ramblings for a reason. You never know what you're gonna get around here. But one thing you can always count on getting around here is my love. Mental hair. Nope, that's not how you say that. Mental health awareness is something very near and dear to me as someone who does suffer with depression and anxiety and some PTSD. So if you are finding yourself in a difficult spot anytime, it doesn't have to be during mental health awareness. It can be a random Tuesday in June or October, or maybe even a Friday. I don't know. We never know when these things are going to hit us, right? Please know that there are some little goofball who sits at her dining room table with her laptop and a microphone who loves you and wants you to know that you are very important and that I am glad you're here today. I'm glad that you haven't stopped fighting. And when you feel like you want to stop fighting, come see me. I've got a really mean right hook. I know a couple of people you can ask about that. Oh, sorry. Got a little heavy there. I want you guys to know I'm here for you and that I love you and I appreciate your support. And I just want to continue to do bigger and better things for this podcast. And got some more cool things coming up in the next couple of months that I'm really excited about. There's going to be some more growth for the radio show opportunity. So if you would like to follow along with that journey, you know what to do. Go over to YouTube and like and subscribe to Ridiculous Ramblings or follow me on the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings. Or you can follow me on TikTok. It's Ridiculous Ramblings. Instagram is the only one I don't have under Ridiculous Ramblings. It's just Ridiculous_85. But I'm still there no matter what. Anywhere, Ridiculous Ramblings, everywhere you want to be. Maybe one day, I don't know. But I think I've pretty much talked everybody's ears off for today. Don't forget to check out Bumpin' Uglies. They're a really good mood booster. Brandon speaks about his own struggles with mental health, and he pours all of that passion and everything into his music. And let me tell you, there have been a couple times when I've been pretty low, and I will put on Optimism in the key of F, and it really, really helps. Like, it speaks to me on a different level. So try it out. There's different kinds of therapies. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. But keep trying until you find something that does. And always know that I love you. I really, really love you. I do. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from that you're doing well mentally, physically, emotionally, and hopefully financially. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.